Last week, I received a bad call message on LinkedIn from a B2B contact database provider, and I'm going to show you how I rewrite it if I were a sales rep at this company. This is the SDR Game, the podcast to speed up your sales career and build more pipeline. This is a new format I'm launching, Pipeline Uni, and it's designed to help reps improve their outbound and prospecting results. Today, I'm going to show you how I refine this cold LinkedIn message from a B2B contact database provider. The problem with the message, what you need to know before rewriting, what can be improved, and how I rewrite it. Here's the cold LinkedIn message I received last week. Hi, Rick. Thanks for connecting. I would like to connect with you to share how you can revolutionize all your B2B data needs. We are 50% more cost effective and provide 46% more data than ZoomInfo. We offer 226 million plus contacts, 70% mobile numbers, 100% GDPR, and much more. Quick call this week. Now let's focus on the message. 99% of the message I'm getting, I'm not the right person, or this is not relevant for my company. So the good thing with this message is I'm the right SCP and my company is the right SCP, but also I'm the right buyer persona. The things that could be improved about this message are there is no research. They talk about them. And they said they are the best, and they mentioned ZoomInfo. And here at my current company, we don't use ZoomInfo. Now let's rewrite this message, like if I were a sales rep at this company. Before writing it, let's give more context. So this rep is currently working for B2B contact data business. So it's a great market. And if you go to the G2 website, you can see there is 254 companies on G2 in the sales intelligence category. So if you are in this kind of market, you need to understand where you are winning versus your competitors, because saying that you have more data than your competitors is not going to be enough. Each provider, they have pros and cons, for example, for the market. So if they are focused on North America or Europe, for example, another example, it's about the industry. Do they have more data for the SaaS industry, the retail industry, agency, the marketing agency industry, for example? And the last example, it's the buyer personas. Do they have more contact with sales leaders or marketing leaders or finance leaders? Okay, now let's rewrite it. So before we rewrite it, let's do some research. Let's take my current company. So I'm working at AgroApples right now. And in this example, let's assume the provider that I'm rewriting the message for. Let's assume they have better data in the UK than other competitors. So I'm going to focus in less than 5 minutes to find like three relevant information I can use for B2B contact data providers. So if I am going to the website of AgroApples, my current company, we can see quickly here that, for example, the end users are social media managers, but then I can see some companies. So there is a lot of different industries, but Ogilvy, for example, it's a marketing agency, McCain, same, Havas also, that's another one. Then you have Decathlon here, Danone. Well, Decathlon, it's a retail company, and Danone, it's a CPG company. So now that I know that, for example, really quickly, and I didn't go to the case studies of the company, but I understand that reading what my company does, we focus on social media, but then I have the ICP also. So we know the ICP and the potential buyer persona, so social media managers, but also marketing leaders, because social media managers are part of marketing teams. Next step, I'm going to LinkedIn Sales Navigator to understand the structure of the team, because like I was mentioning earlier, we want to understand where the rep of AgroApples are currently located. So I'm going to look for the sales team and trying to understand the location for the team. So you can see obviously here the region, but what you can see, okay, my next step, I'm going to SalesNav because we say that the provider is better in the UK than, for example, its competitor. So I want to see where the sales rep at AgroApples are currently located. So let's do some research. So I can see that, for example, we have 1AE here based in Paris. So it should be focused on the YME team. Okay, we have Alex with a BDR in Lisbon. Then we have the head of sales development, for example. Oh, then we have a rep in Brazil, another rep in France, focused on UK and YME. So it sounds like that the Paris. They have an office in Paris, and they have some reps in Europe. So I can see that they have reps in Europe, but then they also have reps in North America. It sounds like, yeah, we have a ref in North America. Okay, so now I have more context around the structure of the system. Okay, last step now. I'm going to look for the data provider they're currently using at Agropulse. So here that's a post I wrote like 4 months ago, mentioning the tech stack actually. So CESNAV, Apollo, Bong, Ringover, and HubSpot. And that we were migrating to Salesforce. Okay, so now I have three types of information. So I know which data provider they're using, so Apollo. Then I know that they have reps around the Europe and North America. And I know their ICP. So they are selling mainly through marketing agencies, but also the retail industry. And their buyer persona are marketing leaders, but also social media managers. Now I have the information, I'm going to rewrite it. Eric, so you are using Apollo.io and AVI and EZS in North America and EMEA. They have great data in the US, but their customers tend to struggle with finding data in the UK. Could I send you a CSV with 100 marketing agency owners in the UK with email and plus mobile phone number? It's totally free, of course. I don't want to send a CSV without your permission. Now let's focus on the message. First line, that's my observation. So we know that they have reps in Europe and North America, for example, but also they use Apollo. The second line, I'm focusing on the strengths of the tool used by the prospect because I want to show them that, hey, you're using the right tool, but also I want to shine a light on the potential challenge for the prospect with their current tool. And then the call to action, I want to give value because here we are in the credit market. I don't want to push them into a demo. I want to show them that with a list, they can see the value of the data we have before having a demo. And also the other thing I'm focusing, I'm showing that I understand the ICP and buyer personas, for example. Do you see the difference before the first message and the new message? The new message is relevant to the persona. It doesn't talk about my company. You show that you've done your research, the industry or the buyer persona, for example. You know the market. You shine a light on a potential problem they might face. And then you focus on giving value instead of asking for a meeting because you are in a crowded market. That's it for today. So what do you think about the rewrite? Let me know in the comments or on LinkedIn if you like this or find this useful. If you want me to rewrite your messaging, send me a message on LinkedIn. I'm happy to help you improve your messaging. Thanks.